This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. On our program this week, new findings about Mars.
A possible cause of prostate cancer.
A new campaign to save children from AIDS and a new kind of vaccine against polio.
American scientists have found evidence that the surface of the planet Mars once moved like that of present-day Earth. The evidence comes from a new map of magnetic forces on Mars. The map was put together from observations by an American space vehicle, the Mars Global Surveyor. The American Space Agency sent the Mars Global Surveyor into orbit around Mars in 1997. The spacecraft spent nearly 4 years studying the planet, its atmosphere, and what lies under its surface. The spacecraft is now on an extended trip to gather more information.
The space agency says the new magnetic field map of Mars is the first of its kind. The map provides images of the full surface of the planet. Scientists say the map shows that the surface of Mars was created in much the same way as Earth's. On both planets, the outer surface is broken up into large pieces, or plates. These plates are moving over areas of hot liquid rock called the mantle. As the mantle rises up and breaks through the surface of the planet, the plates push apart. The mantle reaches the surface and cools into hard rock. The magnetic field on the planet pulls the rock in one direction. More material pushes from under the planet's surface, building a new rock surface on top of the old. Sometimes different levels of rock will be pulled in different directions. This happens when the magnetic field changes several times every million years.
The planet Mars also has a series of mountains called the Tharsis volcanoes. They lie in a straight line. Volcanoes on Mars are 10 to 100 times larger than those on Earth. Scientists have wondered why this is so. With the help of the map, scientists can now see that the mountains were formed in a very hot area between two plates. On Earth, this kind of volcanic activity formed the Hawaiian Islands. The Mars Global Surveyor also examined an extremely deep hole. It is called the Valley Marineris. It is 6 times as long and 8 times as deep as the Grand Canyon in the western United States. The spacecraft also found that the magnetic field on Mars did not cover the planet. Magnetic fields protect planets from some kinds of radiation from space. Scientists think the presence of even a partial magnetic field around Mars may mean that living organisms were able to exist on the planet.
You are listening to Science in the News in VOA Special English from Washington. Medical researchers may have found a cause of prostate cancer. They say the finding could lead to more effective treatments and a possible cure for the disease. The researchers said they identified a way of organizing chromosomes that causes two genes to combine or fuse. This unusual gene activity is found only in prostate cancer. The researchers said they found the gene activity in most of the prostate cancer tissue they studied. The genes did not combine in prostate tissue free of the disease. Arul Shanayan of the University of Michigan Medical School led the study. The research team included scientists from the United States and Germany. Science magazine reported their findings. America's National Cancer Institute provided support for the study. The two genes involved are called ETV1 and ERG. They are normally separate, but each fused with another gene, known as TMPRSS2. This gene is directly linked to the prostate gland in men.
The researchers developed a step-by-step process for identifying genes commonly linked to cancer. The process searches for unusual genetic activity in prostate cancer tissues. Laboratories at the University of Michigan tested 22 pieces of prostate cancer tissue. The process found the unusual gene activity in 91% of the tissue studied. No one knows what caused the genes to fuse. Researchers say similar gene fusions are likely to be seen in most prostate cancers. But they say other unknown gene combinations may be the cause for the other prostate cancers. The presence of these gene combinations may one day be used to test for prostate cancer. Doctors now test men for levels of prostate-specific antigen, or PSA. PSA is found in the blood or liquid wastes, but experts say PSA tests are not always dependable. Doctors often need tissue to confirm prostate cancer. Experts say better tests would reduce the need for such invasive methods.
Prostate cancer is the most common cancer for men in the United States. The American Cancer Society says more than 200,000 new cases will be reported this year. The group says more than 30,000 people will die from it. Prostate cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-linked deaths among men. Men over 50 years old are at greater risk, as are those with a family history of the disease. Most prostate cancers grow very slowly and never appear to spread. But some can grow and spread quickly. Treatments include removal of part or all of the prostate, radiation, and hormone therapy. The National Cancer Institute says more tissue studies are needed before new testing methods or treatments can be developed.
The United Nations has launched a campaign to get countries to do more for children affected by HIV and AIDS. The UN Children's Fund and the UN AIDS Program call their campaign Unite for Children, United Against AIDS. AIDS resulted in 3 million deaths in 2004. One in six victims was under the age of 15. But UNICEF says millions of children are affected by AIDS, even if they are not infected with the virus that causes it. Many lose parents or brothers and sisters. In some cases, they are even denied schooling and health care just because of their family situation. UN officials say about 15 million children have lost at least one parent because of AIDS. Yet they say less than 10% of these children receive any public support or services. Southern Africa is home to almost 90% of children infected with HIV. But the virus is increasingly spreading among young people in Asia and Eastern Europe.
About half of all new HIV infections worldwide are among people age 15 to 24. UNICEF aims to reduce new infections among young people by 25% within the next 5 years. Less than 5% of children with HIV receive treatment now. UNICEF wants to increase that number and also services for pregnant women to prevent infection of their babies. The campaign aims to reach 80% of children most in need of services by 2010.
A new kind of vaccine is being used to stop the spread of polio. World health officials say the vaccine is an important tool for the final part of the campaign to end the disease. Experts recently met in Geneva to discuss the progress. They say polio could be gone within 6 months everywhere except Nigeria, which has the most new cases. The experts say at least another year of work is needed there. Dr. Stephen Kachi is with the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says there is no reason why polio should continue to exist anywhere in the world after next year. Until now, the vaccine used to prevent polio has combined three different medicines. That is because there are three different polioviruses, but only two of them still exist, type 1 and type 3. Type 3 exists in parts of Nigeria, Afghanistan, and India. Type 1 is more common. The recently developed vaccine is known as monovalent oral polio vaccine. It protects only against the type 1 virus. World health officials say it appears to work faster than existing vaccines. They say it should now be used worldwide.
Science in the News was written by Katherine Gibson, Karen Leggett, and Cynthia Kirk, who was also our producer. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Our programs are online at voaspecialenglish.com. To send us email, write to special@voanews.com. Listen again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.